Welcome to Smart Energy at Potech.net. I'm your host, Margot Gerritsen.
So this is Sade Severin, Julie James, and Christine Vukalova speaking, and we're here with Lauren Casey, a recent graduate of the Atmosphere and Energy Master's Program at Stanford University. Hi, Lauren. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us tonight.
No problem.
You are now working in San Francisco as a first-year energy consultant with HDR Brown Benson Associates, a firm that specializes in solid waste management and energy consulting, and we would like to talk to you about your experience as a newcomer to the world of energy consulting. So, to start out with, what has been the biggest difference you've noticed transitioning from an academic approach to energy policy to a professional firm-based approach?
I think one of the biggest differences that I've noticed about working in the professional environment on energy issues is the time and resource limitations that you have, and that oftentimes you have to arrive at an answer on a problem that you're working on really quickly. And coming out of the academic world, where I would spend hours and hours trying to come up with the right precise answer, it's been a bit of an adjustment to switch to a consulting world in which you, again, have a limited amount of time to answer the questions you're answering. And it's exciting and it's frustrating at times, too, but I really like that aspect of the environment for the most part.
Okay, so jumping off that a little bit, what is your process when you begin a consulting project? Like, what factors do you consider first when you begin to work with a client? Where do you go from?
Sure, no problem. Well, let me first start by saying that we work on a really wide variety of projects. We, in the energy group, do energy audits at the building level for clients in San Francisco. We also work on feasibility studies for different energy technologies, and we also occasionally work with government agencies or local governments, like city level, especially doing energy policy consulting. So the first step really varies depending on which of those types of projects we're working on, and the approach that we take on the projects in general obviously varies a lot. Generally, most projects start with meetings with the different stakeholders involved, of course with the client and sometimes with their constituents in the case of city clients that we work with. And at, you know, in these meetings, we kind of identify the goals of the project, and kind of jumping off of my first answer, we try to identify a reasonable sort of scope of the project, like how detailed of an answer are they looking for, how detailed of results do they want. Do they want a quick and dirty calculation of whether or not something's going to be feasible, or do they want to do a professional grade audit, for example, where we sort of go over the nuts and bolts of every component of their operation and give them a really detailed answer. And so that's another really important step, is sort of nailing down what the scope of the project is going to be.
Excellent. So to continue to talk about your clients a little bit, we notice that these days it seems to be smart business to be environmentally friendly, and as a result, some companies that you wouldn't expect are striving to project environmentally friendly images. For example, media mogul Rupert Murdoch has recently committed to making his news corporation carbon neutral by 2010. At your firm and in your experience, have you encountered any surprising clients of this type or anybody who you wouldn't normally expect to be part of this new green wave?
Absolutely, and maybe not so specifically with the clients that we work with. We, again, a lot of our clients are energy utilities or city-level governments, but I've had that sentiment echoed by folks that I've worked with. For example, I recently worked on a project in which we conducted interviews with a bunch of building industry professionals, architects and building energy engineers, et cetera, in healthcare facilities and commercial office facilities. And without fail, they all mentioned this very recent, rapidly increasing trend towards considering efficiency especially as part of their bottom line strategy, and this trend towards prioritizing green building practices and energy efficiency as part of their business.
Excellent. So to jump a little bit differently, we also know that you spent summer 2005 working with the Institute of Concerned Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, and had a nonprofit company, and now you're working for a private sector company in the Bay Area. So we were interested to know about some of those differences between the two worlds.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, working at the nonprofit was really fascinating because we were working on national level, big picture projects and doing a lot of advocacy work. It was very mission driven. We were very specifically trying to promote policies that were in line with our organizational goals. In the private sector, our projects and sort of our approach to the projects are driven more by the client's needs and interests, and also by it's much more project specific, and I guess location specific than the work I was doing at a nonprofit. And I guess the biggest takeaway was that it really was driven by the work we do is driven by individual priorities in the private sector.
Did you prefer working for either sector, or do you like both equally? Are they so different that you can't compare the two?
I really enjoyed working in both arenas, certainly. I chose to go into the private sector out of school because I found some aspects of working in the public or working for a nonprofit frustrating at times in terms of certainly the amount of resources dedicated to problems or dedicated to work there. You know, nonprofits are often constrained by the amount of money they have to tackle problems, whereas that's not always an issue in the private sector because you have clients with more money to put into projects and things like that. But I also really like working in the private sector because it's more project-based and actual results-based. We work on very specific engineering problems to which I feel like I see a concrete solution, whereas at the Institute of Concerned Scientists, we were doing a lot of advocacy and lobby work, which is fantastic and very, very important. But personally, I really enjoy the engineering approach to smaller, more, in my mind, concretely tackleable problem.
Absolutely. So to go back to a little bit broader question, in your first year at HDR, what has been your biggest challenge, or what unique challenges does energy consulting offer that you've noticed?
I think one of the most interesting aspects of my job that has also been challenging in the last few months is that I've been brought on board projects in which we professionally are navigating really new business arenas. For example, on some of our renewable energy projects, we've been working to get them certified to start generating renewable energy credits and then start looking for markets to trade those. And that's such a new market mechanism that there's not a lot of institutional knowledge about how to navigate those systems. It seems like my experience is that there's not a lot of very common knowledge about how to navigate those systems. And I think that's the same in the world of carbon offsets, for example. There's basically just these new emerging markets that are really going to impact our work as energy consultants and really going to impact people who work in the energy business in general. And I think it's really exciting because you have to learn quickly and adapt. And it's certainly also a challenge because there's no standard source to go to for information in a sense.
So also a little bit broad, but have you noticed a predisposition among your clients or your firm towards a particular type of renewable energy, like for instance, is they're feeling towards solar, towards wind, or are companies in the Bay Area asking more for a certain type of energy efficiency or renewable energy that you've noticed? In that way, is there like a clear future path?
I think it's hard to say because the priorities of, or I guess the renewable energy or the renewable energy source that people tend to latch onto, I think varies a lot from client to client or from sector to sector. I mean, obviously the sort of cleanest versions are quite popular with city governments and clients who have to be accountable for public relations and really want to market themselves as and show themselves as being as clean as possible and things like that. But we also have clients who are really, really excited about landfill gas to energy projects. And we have other clients who are really, really excited about energy efficiency being the solution to our energy problems. So I think it really varies a lot from client to client. And in that sense, I think it's really difficult to predict, you know, a trend that's going to emerge in terms of where a lot of the money is going or where a lot of the work is going to go in the next decades. It's going to be a portfolio of solutions, and I think that's recognized by policymakers and by a lot of people in the private sector.
Sure. So now for something maybe a little bit more exciting to you, we want to hear about a project you've been working on. We understand that you've been working a little bit with wind, but of course you can expound upon that a little bit. So if you just want to talk about something important you've been working on, hear it.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So we've been working on a wind feasibility study, and it's still in the development stages, so for confidentiality reasons I can't talk about where it is, but it's been a really, really interesting project for me personally because it was the first wind project I've been involved with, and I've learned a lot about the renewable energy development in generally speaking, kind of how you start with a resource and get from there to actually generating electricity. It's a really long and complicated process that involves a lot of stakeholders, and we've been working with a variety of stakeholders through this sort of beginning to middle phase, I would say, of the development of this project. And so I've learned a lot, and it looks like they're going to go forward with the project, which has been really exciting. And I, you know, if they do end up building this wind farm, it would be really cool to have had some stake in that, and hopefully some stake in its success as a really viable wind energy project. So.
Excellent. Okay, I think we are about ready to wrap up. You've been such a big help, and not to finish too broadly, I know we've given you some broad questions, but do you see a clear role for renewables in our energy future? We kind of asked this a little bit, but we're just curious. There's a lot of debate going on now about nuclear and natural gas and, you know, biofuels and what roles these are going to take in the future. And, of course, that has a lot to do with money and government funding, et cetera. But what is your perception from your experience?
I absolutely think that renewables need to and will provide a bigger share of our energy needs in the next few decades. I think there are some key policy mechanisms that need to be implemented, not just at the state level, but at the national level, including a renewable portfolio standard, which has been passed in something like, I think 20-something states now have one, but we don't yet have a federal policy in place. And that's just a huge step in terms of guaranteeing a market for that renewable power such that developers start investing and technology companies start really increasing their levels of output so that costs can go down and things like that. I also think that with the carbon legislation that's been put in place in California and that's hopefully pending at the national level, there's also going to be a bigger push for renewables. And again, like I said before, with respect to your question regarding whether there was kind of a clear preference for renewables or efficiency or one type of renewable, I think it's really important to stress that renewables are not the answer for energy needs by any means, and that energy efficiency especially is a huge piece of the puzzle, and that there can and should be continued debates over what role nuclear could potentially play in our energy supply as well. I think that it's really important to consider what portfolio of options can best meet our needs as opposed to trying to pick one clear winner. It's far too complex of an arena to decide that one thing solve all of our problems all at once.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to help us with our project. Once again, this is Lauren Casey, who works for HDR Brown Benson Associates in San Francisco, California. I'm Sade Severin. This is Julia James and Christine Vukalova, and this is for Energy 102, Renewable Energy and Greener Resources. And we wish you the best of luck with your future projects, and once again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sade.